Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Honorable Chairperson, Excellencies, Distinguished Guests, Ladies and Gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum. It is a pleasure to address this August gathering. The current session of the FAO conference is of immense importance as it provides us an opportunity to share and discuss issues of food and agriculture which affect the world today. The theme of this year's conference draws focus toward the important issues of climate change, food security, and sustainable agriculture productivity. Today, the world is faced with renewed challenges posed by the inclement weather, natural disasters, drought, and flooding. To overcome these challenges, we need to adopt climate change mitigation strategies and work for implementing the various measures to overcome these challenges. In addition, we also need to focus our energies towards implementation of the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. Excellencies, I would like to appreciate FAO's partnership with Pakistan over the last 60 years. The two share a long history of rich cooperation in knowledge sharing and technological exchanges. Pakistan's collaboration with the FAO has assisted us to develop and modernize its agriculture sector. I fondly recall the visit of the Director General FAO to Pakistan in 2016, which enabled us to identify new avenues of cooperation in future. I take this opportunity to endorse the recommendations of the FAO Council following its reviews of the medium-term plan 2018-21 and program of work and budget 2018-2019. I firmly believe that these would address the challenges posed today to the food and agriculture sector globally. The alignment of FAO's strategic objectives with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development SDGs is also welcome. Pakistan supports the reviewed strategic framework of FAO. Excellencies, Pakistan's economy is mainly dependent on agriculture, which remains its mainstay and lifeline. Agriculture contributes over 20% to our national GDP and also maintains its important role as the raw material provider to our agro-based industries and employs more than 45% of our labor force. This sector has huge potentials for future growth and development. However, rapid fragmentation of land has caused increase in a number of small and marginalized farms, which together with the changing climate scenario pose major challenges to the future of our agriculture sector. It is heartening to see that today Pakistan is surplus in many agriculture commodities, including wheat, rice, sugar, maize, potato, and many horticulture commodities like citrus and mango. The livestock and dairy sector of Pakistan has also shown tremendous growth during recent years. Development of most modern livestock farms has enabled us to produce quality livestock. We have given priority to improve sanitary and phytosanitary SPS regulations that have enabled successful export of our agriculture commodities to many countries during the last 4 years. Excellencies, food security is one of the key priority areas for the government of Pakistan and is also part of the government vision 2025. A national food security policy is being formulated to institutionalize the policy framework for food security at all levels. Our major focus is to support small farmers and promote small-scale innovative technologies, value addition and value chain development in the country. The federal authority, in coordination with provincial governments, international research organizations and development partners, aim to launch initiatives to promote these activities. Today, we aim to promote betterment of small farmers through good agriculture practices and provide safe and nutritious food to our local and foreign consumers. Excellencies, I am convinced that FAO will continue to pursue its goals of international agriculture development with the active support of its members and other development partners. I want to assure the Director General of our support to the work of FAO and the initiatives of the new country head in Pakistan. Thank you all.